I'm drawing a funnel.
Okay. So it's really nice to be asked the question, what do you need now, instead of what's your next show? For us, creative development should be long-term, about our whole practice, rather than just the next big show that we will make. The things that have been most helpful to us in the past have been focused on an ongoing conversation about our work as a whole, sustained relationships with people who are genuinely interested and invested in us as artists, connections to people and places over a long period of time that are personal and nurturing. Less helpful have been models implemented without thought or understanding that are framed as artistic or creative development, but in the end boil down to very little. The scratch event that promises feedback and support, but really turns out to be cheap programming. The residency that is really just free space, whilst the usual youth theatre or schools group aren't using the room. The commission for a piece in an unusual space which never makes it into the programme brochure because it's not real theatre and receives no technical support because no one's been told that you're making a piece in the cleaner's cupboard. When these things work well, they're great. And when they don't, they become lip service to the idea of creative development because no one is really genuinely focused on the ongoing artistic practice of the artists involved. Free space is great, but don't call it creative development. That requires something bigger, deeper, and much more thoughtful and long-term. And when I say long-term, I mean my whole life. So maybe good creative development is about building a family around you. Brothers and sisters who are like-minded artists, peers, young producers who are finding their way at the same time that we're finding ours. And for us, those artists, those people have been the other artists at residence in Bristol, Andy at the Forest Fringe, artists who we bump into at festivals, gigs and other people's shows. Aunties and uncles who check in with us regularly and offer sage-like wisdom from a wider perspective. And those people for us have been Laura at Fierce, Katie and Tanuja at Theatre Bristol. Lovers, who might be other artists who we've worked with, the artists that we show our worst work to and phone up in the middle of crisis rehearsals to ask their opinion. And mothers and fathers, who can sometimes tell us what we need, even if we don't know that we need it. People who are following us and who are invested in us for the long term and who we can ask for advice and support and who big us up to other people. For us, those people have been Helen Kohler in Between Time, Alex at Third Angel, and Seth at Theatre Bristol. We feel like if all theatre makers had their own family, that they could draw on, the collective expertise of people who know them and know their work, and create their own opportunities for development that are responsive and personal. An ideal for us would be for those relationships with our family to be nurtured and supported, for that family to be able to grow, and for us to be able to work together with our family to build structures within which our creative development can happen. Some of those things happen already and have been hugely helpful for us, Forest Fringe and Residence, for example, artists making their own creative development schemes or programmes which have grown organically from a genuine need. But for us, there's a massive gap. Many existing programmes or opportunities for development aren't open to us because on the outside we don't fit into the box. We're not just writers or just directors or just performers or just producers. We do it all and we do it collaboratively. So traditional models tend to exclude artists like us. And yet within our world, there are almost no structures that aren't artist-led, which provide environments for creativity to flourish in a more rigorous way. The opportunity to be supported to work on a part of our practice without the pressure of a public performance or without it being focused on the next show or without it being over within just a weekend, a few and far between. So for us, it's less about being given a mentor and more about creating the environments in which we find our own mentor and then actively helping us to structure and sustain that relationship. It's less about being given a producer to babysit my work and more about creating an ecology where the producers within my creative family are able to teach me the skills that I need to produce my own work and step in when I need more. Here's a suggestion. Instead of spending millions of pounds on shiny new buildings to be filled with artists who you then can't afford to pay, spend that money on developing the very lifeblood of the organisation and industry in which you work. So it seems to us that most, or maybe all, support that calls itself creative development happens here.
Hang on, technology.
So it seems to us that most, or maybe all, of the support that calls itself creative development happens here in the neck of the funnel, which is the point at which a show is about to be made. But the way that work is made isn't like that. Everything in the funnel, and as you can see, the funnel is actually my whole life, or our whole life, is part of the creative development of an artist. So that means supporting the activities that are about the development of artists rather than development of artworks. So we think that if you support the entire creative life of an artist, the artwork will take care of itself. Actually, more than that, the artwork will be better.